Since 1970, the population in Danville has decreased by more than 25%, from 42,000 in 1970 to 32,000 in 2010. Several large companies like GE and GM shut down factories and moved elsewhere, taking well-paying jobs with them. In 2010, approximately 21.4% of the Danville population was living in poverty, compared to about 13% in Illinois and 14% in the country. The city of Danville previously stated plans to reduce public housing by more than half, primarily by demolishing Fair Oaks, 85% of which is made up of black residents. This proposal to shut down public housing has come under much scrutiny and debate, with some of the residents citing racial discrimination. The Department of Housing and Urban Development, more commonly referred to as HUD, is investigating in response to a housing discrimination complaint case initially filed by four women who lived in Fair Oaks. Three have since dropped out. Attorney Catherine Waltz of the Sargent Shriver National Center on Poverty Law is representing the case.
To use affordable housing as a cover for racial discrimination is particularly abhorrent, and we hope that the city can turn, you know, towards a new path of being accepting and inclusive and a welcoming community, not just to long-term existing residents who may or may not be white, but to all members of its community.
Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower says someone's race or where someone is from has nothing to do with it.
I don't care where people come from when they move to this community. Chicago, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Los Angeles, New York, we don't care where people come from when they move into this community. But we have to make sure that the programs we offer in this community are successful programs within our community.
The mayor says he disagrees with how public housing currently operates. He thinks longtime residents of Danville should be able to receive priority over other applicants. The Danville Housing Authority provides 537 subsidized housing units and administers 525 housing choice vouchers, otherwise known as Section 8. Of the 537 housing units, 377 are for families, while the other 190 are for the elderly or disabled. The city had recommended the Danville Housing Authority reduce public housing units to 211 and vouchers to 397. Section 8 vouchers are used to supplement a person's rent. In other words, the tenant would pay part of the rent, and the housing authority that provided the voucher would pay the remainder. With the voucher, someone can move anywhere in the country where there's a landlord willing to accept the voucher as payment. There is currently a waiting list for both vouchers and public housing. Black persons make up 80% of the voucher waitlist and 89% of the public housing waitlist. The lawsuit claims that reducing public housing assistance will mostly impact black individuals in Danville. Fair Oaks resident Corey Dorsey says that decreasing public housing and Section 8 vouchers should be out of the question.
There's a lot of people out here that need these public housing, a lot of people out here that depend on it. You know what I'm saying? Like for me, like I said earlier, if I lose this, I have nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people that depend on it. I don't think it's a good idea to decrease public housing, but I think it'd be a better idea to expand it. Like, and stop, you know, isolating us. You know, we isolated out here. It's just like being in jail.
Former chairman of the board for the Danville Housing Authority, Mike Poor, told investigators from HUD that he didn't think the city was necessarily discriminating against anyone.
I told them that I did not feel that there was any intent to discriminate. It was more the mayor's concerns about, can this community continue to sustain with the limited resources the number of public housing units and the number of Section 8 vouchers.
As the investigation continues, the city and the housing authority continue to disagree on what the future of public housing in Danville should look like. That story is next in our series. I'm Landon Kasman for Illinois Public Media.